Good day, goeiedag, molweni makaya, dumelang, sanbonani, South Africa, apsheni, ndimachironi. Welcome to Elevated on Radio Pulpit. My name is Jenna Lee Belong, and I have the incredible privilege of spending this hour with you. I won't be doing it alone. I've got some guests lined up for you. I will be joined by Dr. Samson Mofokeng, a powerful man of God, currently in the Free State. He recently launched his new book, The Principles for a Successful Marriage. But we'll talk to him about his personal testimony as well. I don't want to give too much away. Just make sure that you do stay tuned for that. And of course, we'll also be reflecting on the legacy of Pastor Ray McCauley. We continue to celebrate his life. This week, we of course learned of his passing, his transition into the heavenly realms, and we'll reflect a bit on his legacy as well. Our thoughts and prayers remains with his family, the entire Rhema Church, and the body of Christ as we celebrate this remarkable life. Then, of course, we also have some lekker musiek for you. As always, we have Elevation Worship with Same God. Bietjie Afrikaans, anders met Gee My Net Jesus. Elevation Worship and Chandler Moore met More Than Able and Hle with You're the Worthy One. Ending off today's program for us. So I hope that I've given you some reason to stay tuned, and I hope that you're having a blessed, blessed day. Let's start with the Same God by Elevation Worship. Once again, welcome to Elevated. Elevation Worship with Same God. Now, as I said, today I just want to take a few moments to also reflect on the life of Pastor Ray McCauley, born on the 1st of October, 1949. He went to be with the Lord earlier this week on the 8th of October. He was, of course, a very popular televangelist, South African leader, who was a senior pastor of Rhema Bible Church, president of the International Federation of Christian Churches, co-chair of the National Interfaith Council of South Africa, an author, and let's not forget, a champion bodybuilder as well. With me in studio today, I have my husband, Bishop Ed Belong, who was also a student at Rhema Bible College. So I guess, baby, thank you so much for joining us as we just take a moment to honor Pastor Ray. I'd like for you to just share your thoughts as you reflect on his legacy.
Thank you so much for this opportunity to speak about Pastor Ray McCauley. Wow, what a man this has been. You know, it is said that you cannot really measure a tree while it is still standing until the day it falls. You know, Pastor Ray is such a person that you couldn't really measure the kind of person he was while he was alive. It is only now that he's passed on that we begin to reflect and see the kind of impact he made in this world. Personally, I have known him since 1994 when I came to South Africa. I went straight to his church and I did Rhema Bible Training Center, and also there was a school of music at that time in his facility called Psalmody Academy. Pastor Ray was simply amazing. He was a man of God. He was a father. He was a visionary. He was a pace setter. He was a trend setter. Most of the things that you see happening in churches today, the way we do conferences, the way we build churches, and all that excellence, we learn all of that from him. You know, it is just amazing to have such a person like him. He was just such a blessing to the body of Christ, and we thank God that he has left such a mighty legacy that we can all follow.
Well, thank you so much for just very shortly sharing some of your thoughts. If you're listening, you can, of course, continue to do so by going to our social media pages. We are Radio Pulpit on all social media platforms. I'll also ask our guest, Dr. Samson Mofokeng, his thoughts on Pastor Ray McCauley's legacy. That's up next. Hier is 'n bietjie Afrikaanse musiek. Anders met Gee My Net Jesus. Thank you so much for joining us today on Elevated with myself, Jenna Lee Belong. If you just tuned in, welcome. This is Radio Pulpit. And joining me now on the line, I have Dr. Samson Mofokeng. We're going to talk to him about his brand new book. It was just launched a couple of days ago. It's titled The Principles for Successful Marriage. But before we get to that, let's get to know the author, the man of God, a bit better himself. Dr. Mofokeng, good day. And thank you so much for joining us here on Radio Pulpit.
Yes, no, thank you very much. It is also my privilege to be invited in here.
Now, Doctor, I would love to get to know you better. You have a very, very long history in as far as ministry is concerned. But before we get to the ministry, let's talk about who is Samson Mofokeng. Where did you grow up and where did you discover the Lord?
You. It's just a long thing, you know, but I'll try to be as short as I can. Samson Mofokeng was born in Dindela, 1955, at Tabete Street. And that place is no more there because it was disrented, and the communities has been overtaken. And then it came here to be at a place called Tembisa for now. And that is where I grew up. And the name Samson was given by a friend of my father because my mother had a problem of children. She used to have miscarriages and so on. So I was a child that was born and they couldn't have any name anymore. So their friend said, okay, if your child is like this and just leave him with such a long hair, he will be Samson. He will be called Samson. Just call him Samson. Then I was Samson. That's how Samson came. My father was a pastor. So we were right in Gauteng province, right there in Tindela, Tembisa, around there. Then we moved to the Free State. I think it was 1966. Then when we moved to Free State, we came to the place called Bethlehem. Then we stayed there. To cut long story short, that is where I did my primary school until I come to Senegal. In 1979, then I was born again and meet Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. I'm a teacher by profession. I worked for 40 years as a teacher. I end up my career being an HOD of mathematics, natural sciences, as well as technology. Then 1990, I started with my diploma in theology because I felt the call of God into my life. From there, then everything started. I did my BA and I did my BA honors and masters until to come to the doctorate. That is what I can say in a nutshell.
A nutshell, so much inside of that nutshell, Dr. Mofokeng, so much wisdom and life experience as well. I want to take you back to the moment where you gave your life to Christ and you accepted him as your personal Lord and Savior. Do you remember that moment, Dr. Mofokeng? You remember what happened, what you felt, and how you knew that this was the moment where you would start to have this personal relationship with God beyond just your father that was a pastor?
How can I forget that? Because it was tremendous, very tremendous. It was on the 12th of December, 1979. I was at home and my young brother was born again before me. So he was playing the cassette of Reinhard Bonnke. And Reinhard Bonnke was preaching about the blood of Jesus, the blood and the curse of Jesus Christ. I was I listened to the whole tape, but the words that have entered into my heart with such a force and power were the words he said, Reinhard Bonnke said, when God speaks, we must hurry up. When God speaks, it's almost high time. You know, it just came into my heart with such a force, with such a force. And then I was converted immediately. It was 10 o'clock that day, 10 o'clock in the morning. At 2 o'clock, 14 hour, we used to go to the youth meeting at 2 o'clock at AFM Church. Now, when my brothers, because they were born again before me, the two of my brothers, the young ones, and then when they get into to the place of worship, when they look up, around, they saw me coming inside of the place. They were so amazed. The pastor came there. They started with the praise and worship. There was some music and so on. Then they asked people to come forward to come and testify. I was the first one to jump up. I gave my testimony there. I want to tell you that it was so much power that the pastor said, I am not even now preaching. This guy has been now, he gave testimonies. And he was the preacher at the same time. The Holy Spirit came down and filled the place. And that was another service now. That was another service. That is how I met Jesus Christ in my life.
And was that also part of the moment when you realized that you had a calling on your life, or was it a natural progression for you being a second generation preacher?
It was that moment that I felt that something has come into me. And when the pastor hear my testimony, he also prophesied. He spoke prophetically, said, this man is a preacher. He's a preacher by itself. He's going to be a man of God, because the way I gave my testimony, it was extraordinarily.
Now, Dr. Mofokeng, oftentimes when we become born again and we give our lives to Jesus, there's the expectation that everything should go smooth sailing. When I listened to your testimony, you were eventually head of a department in terms of your education profession. You studied on to have a doctorate. You are authoring books. You have a successful ministry. It sounds like the life that many Christians strive to have. But we do also have some hardships, don't we, Dr. Mofokeng?
Yes. Along the way, there are some hardships, because you will be attacked in all directions of your life. The devil will never leave you to unfold what God has given into your life. I met a lot of them.
Would you be comfortable to maybe share some of those challenges with us, specifically with the intention to also share how God helped you to overcome them or to be strong so that you could live through them?
The first thing that assisted me a lot, it is because my father was a pastor. So the experiences that I saw when I grew up into him has shown me that this way of being a child of God is not going to be very easy, because I saw things that he went through them. I saw how he was attacked. So I was ready for everything. This is something that the Holy Spirit has done into my life. Because from just being born again, from that day on the 12th December 1979, I started taking my fastings at my own. I used to fast for 7 days, 10 days, 15 days at Busman's Grot. There's a place which was called Busman's Grot. It's an outskirt in the road of Forsberg. I used to go there with my brothers. And other children of God, we find that we are five at most. We will fast there and pray there. So I think the thing that makes things easy for me, I will say easy, because I am a radical person. When I do a thing, I do it. When I do a thing, I do it. And when I don't do it, I don't do it. So I think those fastings assisted me to be steadfast, because fastings go together with studying the Word of God. The knowing the Word of God, contemplated by fastings, it builds a rock and a solid someone who will be able to go through whatever temptation that comes on his way. Yes.
Dr. Mofokeng, when you say you saw your father also being attacked, what do you mean by that?
He was not waking. He was just not working. He was at home depending on the ministry. But we grew up. I don't know how. Even today, if you can ask me a question, I don't know how. We managed to go to schools. We managed to do everything that the other children were doing, but the old man was not working. He was a prayer man and a worshiper. We could hear him in his room praying in other tongues for 5 hours, praying throughout the night, and his wife was also alongside with him. They show us how faith is, not by telling us, by living it. That is where we have learned all these things.
And what would you say has been the toughest moments in your life? What are the toughest challenges that you've gone through on a personal level?
The toughest things are a lot of them. But I think I can take this one. When I was born again, I have to lose my friends. I lost my friends, even the family members also have a problem with us, and all that. And then we find ourselves isolated. I've realized that this a person who is born again, which God has given him a certain destiny, will be always isolated. Yeah. So I lived a life of isolation. Even today, I'm still living that life.
Life of isolation. The price that
life of
sometimes.
Isolation.
Yeah, the price.
Yes, that is
sometimes.
The price that I had to pay. Yes.
Dr. Mofokeng, you were now telling us a little bit of your experience as a pastor's child, but then you also have children who are today pastor's children. What were some of the challenges of raising children while in ministry, but also trying to balance it with your career in education?
Prayer. Prayer. Always we pray for them. Every blessed day we pray for them. That's number one. Number two, we tried to expose them to the gospel as many as we can. We took them to the Christian schools from creche. We took them first to the creche, Christian creches, and then they grew up there, then at the Christian schools. In other words, what we do at home, they also find it at the school until they were big enough to be able to stand by themselves and they were born again.
Christian education, then, would you say that's very important? These days, you know, we have a lot of parents taking their children out of the mainstream schools out of fear for some of the things that they might be taught or indoctrinated with. People are taking them out of the mainstream schools, letting them do homeschooling, or those who can't afford it, sending them to some good Christian schools. Do you think that is the answer? What's your take on it?
Yes, taking them to the Christian school is the answer. To protect them from this other nonsense that are happening. But I want to say a big but, B-U-T. You must also, as a family, as father and mother, be born again. You must be knowing God also.
Amen.
Because the grace that will come from you will wrap them, no matter what.
Excellent advice there from Dr. Samson Mofokeng. If you just joined us on this conversation, we're talking to him. We're going to talk about his brand new book that will be very, very helpful to marriages in just a while. But before we do that, let's take a quick music break. Here's Elevation Worship featuring Chandler Moore with More Than Able. Blaine Geskalkalos is now terug. That was Elevation Worship featuring Chandler Moore with More Than Able. Thank you so much for joining us on this conversation. I trust you're having a blessed day wherever you are. Thank you so much for listening to Radio Pulpit. My guest today, Dr. Samson Mofokeng. Doctor, before we get to your book, I am wondering whether you knew of Pastor Ray McCauley. This week, we of course said goodbye and celebrate the life of this giant in the faith. What do you make of the legacy of Pastor Ray McCauley?
I knew Pastor Ray McCauley for 4 decades. My young brother is a minister too. He graduated at Rema Bible College in 1990. So I used to take him there with some friends. I think it's two friends of Oslo pastors, taking them with my transport because we are in a free state here. So I used to take them there and come back and so on. So I know Pastor Raymond Coley very much. He was also my mentor, my pastor. He was my advisor. I used to read the books from Kenneth Hagin, senior pastor, senior Kenneth Hagin senior, and also Kenneth Hagin junior, and also the books of Casey Price, and all these spiritual books were available at Rhema. So that is how we were acquainted with Rhema School and Rhema Church by itself. So I know Ray Macaulay very, very much. He influences the entire South Africa, the entire South Africa. He was not only a pastor at Rhema, but we are also his products.
Absolutely. And what do you say then, Dr. Mofokeng, to the Rhema Church, to the body of Christ at large? Because as you said, Pastor Ray McCauley's legacy is beyond Rhema, beyond the four walls of the church. What do you say to us as Christians about taking this legacy forward?
This is a baton that needs someone to take it. Unfortunately, in these things of the Christianity, people are not well trained to take the baton, or they are not ready enough to take the baton. But at this instance, I remember that his son is also a pastor, and there are also men of God in that ministry who will take the baton. To the body of Christ, this is the sign that to be faithful to God and to stay in God and to do what God has called you, your end will be just like this one of Pastor Raymond Coley. We heard that he just slept peacefully in his room. That is how a man of God sleep. We don't die, actually. We just sleep. Yeah, we just sleep as children of God. So to the entire body of Christ, we need to pick up our socks because the giants now are leaving. The generals now are leaving. We need to occupy those spaces which they were having. So we need to jump up and follow suit and preach the gospel of Jesus all over the world.
Amen, amen,
Yes.
amen. Dr. Mofokeng,
Amen.
let's now move on to let's move now on to your new book, The Principles for Successful Marriage. Congratulations on the launch of this new book. What led you to writing this book?
Thank you very much for the congratulations.
Looking
Yes,
forward to reading it.
you will get it. You'll get a copy because I've given my daughter about some copies so that he can distribute them right there in Johannesburg, yes, in Gauteng
Wonderful,
province, yes.
wonderful, wonderful.
The thing that have, there are a lot of things that persuaded me to write this book, but the one that I can mention is seeing a rate of divorce been so much in the world, not only here in South Africa. Seeing children living by their own, not having parents, following up, seeing that the government has also put some lot of laws that are causing the devil to come in, opening the gap to the families, where now the principles of God are violated by the laws of the government, where the father and the mother and the children, now everything which was orderly by God, that the man is the head of the family, then the mother, then the children. Now they put everything vice versa and they continue to confuse the world. Now, where I was sitting, I saw that now the things that is suffering a lot is families. Marriage itself. So now the Lord has now put into my life that to address this, if marriages can be good allocated, and God will help that each and every person who is a married one will take his position and be able to rescue whatever family that he has. Because if you see, actually, if the family is up to standard or everything in families, the community will be fine, the nations will be fine, everything will be fine. So the family is really the backbone of everything we can think of.
Absolutely. Now, doctor, I know that you have some personal experience in as far as divorce is also concerned. As a Christian man, as a leader in the Christian society, from your experience, what have you learned, and do you share any of that in your book?
In my book here, I have shared many, many, many things. I also shared a little bit of my experiences that I have in my walk of life and my divorce too. I have learned that there are other things which we lack in our marriage, things that maybe should have assisted us or should have helped us not to undergo that route of divorce. Now, in the principles of successful marriage, I tried to analyze and tried to explain small things that people are disregarding, things like knowing yourself first and changing yourself first before you can let someone to change. You must change yourself first. Understanding yourself, we have to understand yourself before you can understand another person. You know, such small issues, such small issues, if are not addressed in time, they become huge and causes havoc in the marriage.
Absolutely. Doctor, what would your advice then be to somebody who's listening today who either wants to build a healthy marriage or maybe their marriage is in a bit of trouble? What are maybe three of the key principles that we have to make sure is in place for a successful marriage?
Number one, knowing yourself. Knowing yourself and positioning yourself in the correct position. Let me start with a man. A man must know himself that he's having a responsibility that God has given him. He's the head of the family. A woman is the helper and assistance of the man. That is number one. Number two, both of them must be matured enough to forgive one another. They must be able to forgive, because forgiveness goes a long way. Three, communication is very important in marriage. They have to communicate whatever they need to communicate, no matter how small the issue is, but they must be communicate. Because if they don't communicate, that will build up some walls between them. I usually say, men usually hide behind their cave. What is their cave? Their cave is watching TV, reading newspaper, staying in the car at the mall alone. If you go to the mall, you will see there are many men into the cars who are just sitting there. He will buy a pie for himself and also buy a bottle of Coke sitting there. A grown-up man who's having a family, a big house with everything that is needed. But because at home there's a woman whom he sees that they are not quite communicative in their lives, now he's getting bored. He'd rather stay there so that when he come home, he just goes straight to bed and sleep. So those issues are smaller issues, but they really create a very, very gap between the family members.
And Dr. Mofokeng, you have a beautiful, healthy marriage now. What are some of the things that you are doing to make sure that the marriage stays beautiful and that the marriage, I don't want to say stays interesting, but I'm just using that word now because of the word boredom that you use. Now, what is it that you are implementing in your marriage to keep it healthy and to keep it interesting?
I've realized that marriage is the only institution you will never graduate. Marriage is the only institution you will never marry. You will never graduate. So what must you do? Build, build, build. Always build your marriage. Take your spouse, explain things to your spouse, build the marriage together. Know each other's shortcomings. And try to build one another towards a successful marriage. Always always expose yourself or expose your weaknesses to your spouse. When you are not able to do something, just be open to say whatever you want to say to her, so that you can be trustworthy to her. Because trust is something that you earn. You cannot just get trust from the tree or buy it from the shop, but you need to be trustworthy. And trust, it does not just come automatically, but trust needs someone who has worked it up and built it up and earned it. You earn trust. And then now, if the marriage is not built on a solid ground, which is Jesus Christ, that is the first, is another thing. To pray together, because a family that pray together stay together. Now, to pray together also is one of the important things that assist marriages to stay together. When you read Genesis chapter 2, verse 24, it says, "Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh." From that text, I've taken four principles. Principle number one, principle of exclusion. I have learned that in marriage, you must support your marriage, both of you with your wife. You must be together and build your marriage with Jesus Christ being the cornerstone of your marriage. Try to avoid the third force as much as you can. Don't ever put anyone from outside, no matter whether it's a family member or no matter it's somebody else, because the third force are having a problem unless that person is a pastor, a man of God, whom you know that he's really a man of God. Secondly, is the principle of permanence united. There is never, never, never come a thought in your mind to quit in marriage. Because if the thought of quitting keep on coming to your marriage, it means that your marriage is under attack. You must know that you have to be united, because here now you are in a permanent situation. Number three, principle of interdependence. Interdependence, one flesh. In other words, you must try by all the means to be one flesh with your spouse. Number four, principle of openness. Remember that the Bible said Adam and Eve were naked at the Garden of Eden. That nakedness here means to be open and not to have secrets to one another. That is very important also. Because secrets has a way to come out. So if you're having a secret which you don't tell your spouse, you are playing with fire. That is what happens in
Absolutely,
secret.
absolutely. Very sound
Yes.
advice here for a healthy, successful marriage from Dr. Samson Mofokeng. Doctor, thank you so much for your time and sharing a bit from your heart, your testimony, and also your book today called The Principles for Successful Marriage. If somebody's listening today and they would like to get a hold of the book anywhere in South Africa, or also maybe come and visit your ministry, how do we do that? How do we get hold of you?
I am now here in Welkom. I'm having a ministry here, and I think if someone wants to buy a book, he can find a book in the Facebook, and we also have some lineage here that they can get the book from the technology, you know,
Yes,
and
yeah,
so on.
ebooks, yeah, as well. So what we should do is to maybe go and visit your ministry. What's the name of the ministry in Valcom?
Deeper Life Ministry.
deeper
Deeper life
life
ministry.
ministry in Velkom.
Yes,
And that's also,
incredible.
you can find him on Facebook, Dr. Samson Mofokeng, or go and look for
Yes.
Deeper Life Ministry in Velkom, and that is where you will find the book and this very seasoned man of God. Dr. Mofokeng, once again, thank you so much for your time. May the Lord bless you, your family, and your ministry. We really appreciate your time. Bringing today's edition of Elevated on Radio Pulpit to a close. But before I go, here's some good news and a big thank you to all our listeners for tuning in and supporting us. Your loyal support for more than 4 decades is the reason why we can now reach people with the message of Jesus Christ far and wide. So we would love to ask you a few questions about supporting Radio Pulpit. Please head over to the Radio Pulpit website at radiopulpit.co.za and click on the link on the homepage to tell us what you think. Now, the good news is that if you complete the quick questionnaire and include your name and surname, you will automatically be entered to possibly win one of 3 awesome prizes. 3 Woolworths vouchers are up for grabs, one to the value of 5,000 rand, another of 3,000 rand, and one of 2,000 rand. Now, you can also choose to complete the questionnaire anonymously. Please note, though, that Radio Pulpit keeps your information safe in line with the Poppy Act. So once again, thank you so much for being part of the Radio Pulpit family. Head on over to radiopulpit.co.za and participate in that very important research that we are doing, and you could possibly stand a chance to grab one of those vouchers. Always remember that T's and C's apply. My name is Jenna Lee Belong for Radio Pulpit. I'll be back next week on your radio. As always, don't forget to join the WhatsApp channel, the Radio Pulpit WhatsApp channel. And don't forget that all programs of Elevated and hundreds of other programs here on Radio Pulpit are available as a podcast. You can find that on the website. You can find it on our app. And we also share the links on our WhatsApp channel. That's why it's so important that you join. You can find me at Lady Belong, Lady B-I-L-O-N-G, on X, Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. Ons gesels daar verder. Tot wanneer ons weer volgende week hier op die radio golwe ontmoet. Net goedheid en guns. Goodness and mercy. Good day.